Hey, can I talk to you? Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen now to Dear Felicity on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
Yes. 30
first minutes. Things first, if you want to be a part of this podcast, give us a call at 646-STEW-138. Second of all, Jacoby, yes. This podcast is probably going to be interrupted today.
Why?
I was in charge of the taste test, and right. I ordered in. It'll be arriving soon.
Ooh.
And you'll see what it is when it gets here.
Exciting.
Yeah. I'll tell you more when the food arrives.
Great tease to up taste top, segment. Juliette.
Yeah. Well, I did say I want to get started so I can tell you something on mic. And that's what I wanted to tell you.
Great.
All right. In the meantime, let's get started. Everyone, imagine I'm saying this in the Stefan voice. New York's hottest club is a candy shop. Do you know who Stefan is?
Do I know who Stefan is?
I don't know. Sometimes I like say things and you're like, I don't know what that is.
No, I wanted you to do the Stefan voice.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. Maybe Mike can splice it
and
in.
And I was also thinking about a 50 Cent joke.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike, can you play
candy
Stefan?
Shop.
New York's hottest club is Gersh.
There's a place called Bon Bon in the Lower East Side that the New York Post alleges is like the biggest hotspot in New York. And there's like a security guard and a velvet rope outside of Bon Bon. And they do have pictures of people waiting online. However, in these pictures, clearly it's dusk and the sun is not completely set.
Ooh, I like it. Great take.
And so I do not believe this is the biggest hotspot in New York.
Well, another thing is, it's been around for years.
Yeah.
It got TikToked. We've spoken about this thing before. If something gets TikToked, it turns into like the biggest thing. But it just seems like a regular candy shop.
Yeah.
And then this is my favorite quote from this woman named, I'm not going to say her name because I'm about to trash her. She said, quote, "This is our plan for the night. This is enough of a night for me. Move back to wherever you came from." If that's your plan, it's to go to a candy shop. That's enough of a night for me. Go away.
Okay. I have two counters to that. Number one, that would be enough of a night for me.
Okay, fair.
Number two, I think that if you were under 21, this would be awesome. You'd be like, oh, this is cool. I don't need a fake ID. And remember when Dylan's Candy Shop was like so popular?
Yes.
This is like the new Dylan's. But I will say one thing in its favor. It's Swedish. And the Swedish do make a good candy.
They do make a good candy. I've considered going on like a pilgrimage to the Swedish fish factory when I was on touring Europe. And I decided not to. So one thing I love about this is they have three locations in Williamsburg, Lower East Side, and the Upper East Side. And I was shocked at this fact. They import 12 tons of goodies from Sweden every 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
24,000 pounds of candy every 3 weeks.
I'd really like to know what the shipping fees are on that.
I'd like to know how they sell that much candy.
How much are they spending?
In three locations. So 24 divided by three is going to be 8,000 pounds of candy every 3 weeks from one little tiny store. No way that's true.
Candy and nuts are like really having a moment. The House of Nuts in my neighborhood or whatever it's called. Nuts World. What's that place called?
I don't know.
I'm fucking everywhere now.
Your neighborhood.
Nuts Factory.
The Nuts Factory. Thank there you go. Mike. Thank you, producer Mike.
They had free samples on the street.
Ooh.
Side note.
That would totally get me.
I had some free samples on the street, but I was like, is this weird? This has just been on the street. Like anyone could just like put their hands on this and I'm having some.
Oh, they weren't individually packed?
No.
Oh, it was just like
buckets of candy on the street.
No.
I had some. So I saw other people doing it. I was like, okay, fine. And they look normal.
No. They might as well just put it on the ground.
It was really good. I had like a marshmallow and two other things. Anyway, I feel like candy is what I wanted to mention to you. Is like, is candy the next, you know, it was Froyo, then cupcakes, then cookies. Are we on like the penny candy?
Tin fish. It was tin fish for a while.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. But specifically sweets.
Yes.
Is it now the candy era? Are we in the beginning of the candy era?
No. There's always, candy's always going to be a thing.
Candy's forever.
Candy is forever. But like you, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, it's going to be like Starbucks. Like kids can go there. Teens. That's what's going to be. They do it at night.
They should go there.
Yes.
Sounds like a great activity if you're 19.
Yes.
Better than risking like trying to get into like some bar.
This is not like the hottest thing in New York City nightlife.
I don't think so either. It's good PR though. Good job by Bon Bon. They must know someone who works at the Page Set or the New York Post.
No, they also definitely like hire TikTokers to go there and do it, and then they make the millions of dollars. Like that's like a great scheme.
Also very aesthetically pleasing. Like
candy shops?
Yeah, and all the different colored candy fish. Like the Swedish candy in particular. Also, by the way, like, you know, at Spotify, their headquarters in Stockholm. So when I was in Stockholm, I went to a department store and like they have like a giant candy section like in the like sacks of Stockholm. It's pretty cool. Like it is part of the culture. So
yes.
That's, I guess, like nice. Oh, our food delivery has arrived.
Oh!
Pause the timer, Mike. I'm going to go get it.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, it's here. Our taste test arrived. So let's just have it now.
Let's
warm.
Do it now. Breaking format.
Breaking format,
whoa,
people.
This is a crazy episode.
I was just browsing my Grubhub app. I was like, what should we try? I'm opening this up right now. And I got something I did not know existed. And I didn't look too deep into the details. I just was like, I'm going to see what this is.
I can see what it is.
It's called the Veggie Platter for Two.
Wow.
That's what it's called. It's
the
not
veggie
like,
platter for two. There's two of us. I love vegetables.
I select these items.
Because they sound pretty mid. Cheese, two cheese quesadillas, two bean burritos, two spicy potato soft tacos, red sauce, guac, avocado ranch, and creamy jalapeno sauce.
Okay, so here's what happened. I was browsing the Taco Bell menu, and I was like, potato taco at Taco Bell? And then I was just like looking at the top bar in the Grubhub app, and it said veggie cravings. And I was like, wait, they have a veggie menu
now?
So I went to it, and then the first thing they had to offer was the veggie dinner for two. And I was like, okay, well, we're just going to get
two of us
and see what's in it.
See what's popping.
And I think it comes with the potato tacos, as you just said.
I think we taste test the potato tacos.
Yeah, and I think we're just going straight there.
We've all had cheese quesadillas and bean burritos. We know what those are. Have a chip.
Oh, and
get
I got
crazy.
I did add
creamy
some sauces,
jalapeno sauce sounds good. Yeah, you added a lot of sauces. Red sauce, guac, avocado ranch, creamy jalapeno sauce.
You like sauces, so I was thinking
I love sauces. Thank you very much. It's very considerate of you.
However, I don't see the sauces, so I don't know what to say about that.
All right, I'm going
to
grab...
potato taco?
Potato taco. It looks like a taco. It looks like a true soft taco. I'm going to give it a bite.
Is this the potato one, or...
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that I have the potato one? Oh, because it says special. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I just need to note one thing. This says... Oh, it's... Okay, it says rice and bean, but it also says double beef. And I was like, this is the veggie special.
No, no, it's the way they fold it.
Got it.
Okay. I want to hear what you think. Because here's my take. You can literally put anything at the bottom of this taco, and it's going to taste like a Taco Bell taco. I don't know if it's potatoes. You can tell me that was chicken. You can tell me that was beef. It just that has that Taco Bell mix of flavors that you could literally put anything at the bottom of this food
spicy
item, it's still going to taste the same.
Do you find it spicy?
No, but I love spice and you don't. It's just
right.
Like, that's the way it goes.
Not even just love, but so it doesn't like hit you. It's like, oh, hot.
No, not at all. I enjoy it.
I completely agree. I was like, this is a perfect taco for someone who's trying to like cut calories, go
not
vegetarian, but like really wants to experience Taco Bell.
Yes.
And you know what? That's something I'm glad to know is available to me, because sometimes that might be me. I'm like, I want to experience Taco Bell without the risk of having Taco Bell meat.
Yes.
So if I can just have potato, sure, I'll do it.
One time when I was a kid, quick Taco Bell personal
I'm having another bite.
One time when I was a child, I was in like junior high, I ordered a chicken burrito from Taco Bell. And I remember eating it, and I looked down at it. And I examined the chicken a little too closely, and I've never ordered chicken from Taco Bell again.
There used to be, like, weird stories about, like, Taco Bell meat and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You ever seen it? You ever seen them, like, oh, don't, you don't want to see what's going
go
on
there.
Yeah, behind Taco Bell.
I will say, I think the potato taco is, like, increasingly common as something you can order. Like, in New York, Tacumbi has a sweet potato taco that I really like. And in L.A., Home State, which is, other than the people, the thing I miss the most
love
from
Home
L.A.,
State.
They've always had a really good potato taco as well. So I love the potato taco as a concept, and I'm glad that Taco Bell has one, even if I can barely taste the potato in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Great
that's
job, Juliet. That was exciting.
Thanks. And don't you worry. We'll have more Taco Bell after the podcast.
Okay, great.
All right, back to the news.
Wow, we're breaking format. It's crazy. I have to readjust my whole brain.
Ooh, wow.
Oh,
I am
crazy.
Still suffering from the hot sauce.
I can tell.
Okay, we have an update. It's been a while since we've discussed what's happening to the south of us, 90 minutes away in Philadelphia.
Oh, we've got an update.
But don't worry, people. There are still truck drivers taking naps in Northeast Philadelphia,
yes,
which means there are still heists happening in Northeast Philadelphia.
All right, this one's great. It's a large cargo theft in Northeast Philadelphia. Essentially, there's someone sleeping in the cab, which is, I guess, what they do, right?
Yeah.
And
clearly,
the truck,
this is not a weird behavior. We just didn't know
about
it.
Yes, the truck starts shaking, and the truck driver sees two vehicles, so then he calls the police. But here's what's interesting. When the police arrive on the scene, the driver of one of the two cars tries to escape. So I guess the truck driver never acknowledged to the people that were taking the alcohol off of his truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the police like saw them in the act. So then the driver drives away. Long story short, they also recovered some seafood. And they don't ship alcohol and seafood together, which means this is the second truck that they've hit.
That they burglarized.
And then this is even better. There's a company that tracks truck theft. I believe it's called CargoNet.
It is.
And
Great name.
CargoNet. And there was 100 reported cargo thefts in Philadelphia in 2019. Guess what? 2023. Guess how many? Did you see?
How many?
Just guess.
100.
Nope. 257.
Way down.
There's only 306. Way down.
Oh, way up.
Up.
Sorry.
There's only 300 days in the year. So there was 365 days in the year. So that means the quick math. There was 98. I don't know. Matt, 98.
100 days.
98. 98 days in which there were no cargo thefts in 2023.
What if there's more than one a day?
Great point. So. Great point. Great point.
Which we can now see
which
people
we just
are
saw
doing
because
more
there were
than
two.
Also, not only was it fish, it was crab clusters, which also is just like, what is a crab cluster?
Yes. And this is my favorite. Oh, we know what a crab cluster is. This is my favorite sentence.
Okay.
The Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association urges drivers to have situational awareness. Boom.
I mean, how do you have situational awareness when you have to fucking take a nap?
I guess you're not supposed to nap. But it stopped parking your truck in this particular neighborhood.
One thing that really caught my eye was that the police person who gave a quote for this article, it was named Captain Jack Ryan, which like, is this the Amazon show or what? Like, what's happening here? Captain Jack Ryan is just like, with that name, you have to go into law enforcement or be a pirate. Like, those are only two options.
They also mentioned that food and beverages is a popular category in which they steal from. And the quote says, the consumer is demanding video games, headsets, energy drinks, solar panel, high-end vacuum cleaners, and those are the items being stolen more than anything else. Isn't that the most random collection of things that, quote, consumers are demanding?
So weird.
I need energy drinks and solar panels? And high-end vacuum cleaners?
Solar panels I kind of get because they're so expensive.
I guess, but how do you put that right next to energy drinks?
Also, it's heavy. So, like, how are you... And also, like, you're going to install that yourself? Just, like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
But it does also kind of remind me of, like, when you go to Rite Aid, how, like, everything is behind, like, the plastic now. It's just sort of like, well, people just want what they want, and who knows?
Who knows?
Okay, let's move on.
Great heist.
Philadelphia, stay you. I mean, I don't think they're going to change.
Keep doing you, Philly.
We appreciate it. All right. I was delighted to see that one of my favorite podcasts, Table Manners, Jesse and Lenny Ware, I've mentioned it on the pod before, made it onto the rundown again.
Yep.
They had Millie Bobby Brown on. They also broke format. Usually they host their guest at Lenny Ware's house, but they went to where Millie Bobby Brown was in a hotel. She's doing press right now for a new movie, Damsel, on Netflix.
I never watched Stranger Things.
Oh, it's great.
Really?
Great show.
Okay.
Love Stranger Things, yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen her in anything?
No.
Oh, wow. So she's like not famous to you.
But you know, I don't speak actor or actress.
Yeah, but she's
so I've
like,
probably seen her in something.
You haven't watched like Enola Holmes. I don't know that you have. She's like kind of done like a lot of brand deals. But I would say she is like one of the most famous people under 25. She's like very,
really?
Very popular.
Huh.
Yeah, she's like hugely popular.
Huh.
Like I'm going to check her number of Instagram followers
right
now.
Millie is working very hard in her name. Let's just say that.
I always wish her name was M. Bobby Brown, so we could just like have a new Bobby
but
Brown.
It's like
the
third Bobby Brown. We don't need how many Bobby Browns do we need?
Well, I just thought it would be funny. So like she has 63 million Instagram followers. Like she's really popular. And she's engaged to Jake Bon Jovi, the son of John Bon Jovi.
Huh.
Yeah, like she's like really quite famous. So this
living
was
a
big get for them, which made her admission on this podcast even weirder. They were talking about it's a food podcast, so that's sort of why it's on the rundown. This
food
news,
podcasts are the best.
This news is food adjacent. She basically admits to the fact that when she has bad service somewhere at a restaurant, a hotel, or even a fucking like shopping store to like buy stocks, she leaves bad reviews anonymously or uses a fake name.
It's such a likable trait.
Oh, I disagree.
What?
Oh, I really disagree.
I love it.
Millie Bobby Brown, like taking someone down a notch, but not using her real name when she's fucking Millie Bobby Brown. I'm just like, get a life. Like,
oh, please.
Taking someone down.
Oh, this is a food fight.
I don't agree.
I love anyone who's going to take time and effort. If I get bad service, I just walk away. Right? I don't take time and effort.
That's the appropriate thing to do.
Record it and like log on and then like find out the name and like put up a little post about how mean a person was.
So you wish you were a Yelper?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I totally disagree. Millie Bobby Brown leaving a bad review can like really hurt someone's business.
But she does it anonymously.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, the bad reviews, like a bad Google score, like really fucks you up. And I just think that's like a fucked up thing to do. You don't know, maybe they're having a bad day or maybe like it went awry. I only when I get a survey like review this whatever, I either give perfect score or you don't respond if it was bad.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever put like 3 stars.
Oh, Billy Bob Brown does.
Yeah, but I mean, it's either like 1 or 5. Like,
I think there's crazy
people.
If you
ever look at the distribution of stars, it's like 1 or 5. No one's ever just like, yeah, it was fine.
It was 3. Yeah, it was fine. It was mid.
Yeah, no one's ever done that.
Oh, I'm so against leaving bad Bobby reviews
Brown,
for service.
I've never seen anything you've ever been in, but I like you a little bit more now.
Wow, I'm shocked by that. I think it's like a really fucked up thing to do. You're like,
I disagree.
It's like, has nothing to do with her moving forward. It's like materially impacting someone's business.
Well, they should have done a better job at running their business.
Maybe she caught him on a bad day.
Maybe she's helping other people from avoiding bad experiences. She's actually helping the people.
I'm just really against.
I guess you just love business and hate people.
I just wanted to put most people in a position to succeed. And I don't think she's doing that.
I love you, Millie Bobby Brown. Maybe I'll watch Stranger Things now.
I think you would like it. It's like a really fun show.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Producer Mike sent us a story from Planet Money, which is one of the original podcasts, if we're being honest. It's an NPR show. It's a 23-minute story. Neither Jacoby nor I listened to all of it.
I read half the transcript.
I liked that Mike thought that we might. 23 minutes is almost the length of this podcast.
That's only the podcast.
And that's only a portion of Planet Money.
Yes.
But I did read part of the transcript myself. And then I also like read other articles about the article. All to say, check out Planet Money's article or story about the billion-dollar war behind U.S. rum. And the crux of it is like a really interesting fact that we're going to share in hopes that you will then go listen to Planet Money after listening to Food News, which is when you buy rum in the United States, a portion of the taxes collected on that rum purchase has to go to either Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes.
So every time you buy rum, you are sending money to one of those two places, which I did not know.
I didn't know either. But if you buy anything, if you buy whiskey or whatever, anything that's produced in the States, the money goes to the States. But the rum that's produced in the U.S. Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico, it's like millions and millions of dollars.
$700 million in tax payments.
Yeah, it gets distributed there. And like the real crux of the story.
That they're fighting over the money.
No, but basically it was all in Puerto Rico, and then the U.S. Virgin Islands were like, you know what?
We're going to get steal in on that. Yeah.
Let's steal it. One thing I was shocked by, are your Captain Morgan days behind you?
Big time.
Me too. I've never been a big Captain Morgan guy.
In college, it was like a thing.
A quarter of the rum in the U.S. consumed is Captain Morgan. I was shocked by that. If you were to ask me,
I'm not surprised.
What percentage of rum is Captain Morgan? I would have said like 7.
That's like the only brand I could name.
Bacardi.
I would have thought of Captain Morgan's first.
Really?
Yeah. And we did have a big phase in college where I was like, oh, Captain Morgan.
You know, they came out with Bacardi Limon in college for me. Mm. That was a big thing.
What was the mixer for that?
Oh, we call it, you get a Corona and then you pour the Bacardi Limon in the Corona.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of good. Very alcoholic. Very high alcohol content.
Yeah, we're getting it done.
Gets the job done in college.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Check out Planet Money. We're really plugging other podcasts today.
That's what we do.
Okay, next. Do you have an eclipse plan?
No.
I don't either. I wish I did.
I've never enjoyed the eclipse.
It's on April 8th. Well, this is a pretty big deal.
It is?
Yeah.
Sell me.
If you're in the path of totality, there'll be a total eclipse for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and it'll be dark.
Of the sun or the moon?
It's an eclipse of the sun. The moon will be eclipsing the sun.
So it'll be dark, like nighttime.
It'll be dark for 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Are we in the path of totality? I'm not traveling for this.
We are not, but in the Adirondacks, Niagara Falls, Buffalo, Syracuse, those areas. It's like, it's an arc across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes across Canada, and then it comes into the Adirondacks, and it goes south, Ohio, Austin, Texas is a big place, Mexico.
Oh, I was just there.
I wish I had a plan, but I don't. But there is like a lot of excitement around the solar system, including from Jenny's, which is releasing some space flavors ahead of the eclipse. Honestly, like, good idea. Like, if I was having an eclipse party, I would get this. And I wish I was having an eclipse party.
You wish you were having an eclipse party?
I do. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Well, the flavors include blueberry, raspberry, elderflower.
Okay.
And they have the grape ice cream infused with Concord grapes and black currants.
That sounds kind of good. That's called Purple Starborn.
I also love that they have space dust that you put on top of this, and there's basically like pop rocks.
Yeah, that does sound good. One of the reasons they're doing this is because they're based in Cleveland, and Cleveland is in the path of totality. So I get it.
10.
I mean,
minutes.
If you're in Cleveland, maybe you should get Jenny's. I think it's a good idea.
And maybe they should replace the strawberry jelly donut from last week, and maybe put that on the shelf.
You know, just an idea for you, Jenny's. All right, let's move on.
Let's do it.
We're still in space, but we're moving on. You can have a Michelin-starred meal in space for the price of $495,000. And it would be very similar to being in a hot air balloon.
Yes.
Except you'd be in space.
You'd be in space. It's a hot air balloon to space is what this is.
With Wi-Fi.
It's 2 hours on the way up, 2 hours in space-ish, yeah. And then 2 hours down. And you land in the ocean. How they know where you land in the ocean is one of my big questions.
It's called Space VIP. And the chef that you would have is from Denmark. His name is Rasmus Munk. And what you had me watch the video. I'm glad you did.
You didn't really watch the video.
I texted while we had the video playing. Yes. I was doing work texts. This is something that ABC and The Bachelor should partner with immediately.
Oh, I love it.
This is like a perfect Bachelor date.
It's a perfect Bachelor date.
Yeah, so it would be like a pretty big deal. That's what they should do.
Yeah. So I read the prices in the headline. It said $495,000, mm-hmm. but I didn't see the K on the end. And I was thinking to myself, what a steal. Like, I would do this for $495. You get a meal, you go to space. I also love that they sold it. There's a bathroom. I'm like, good. I'm glad they covered that. I do need a bathroom if I'm going to be there for 6 hours.
I never thought about what astronauts do for the bathroom in space, but perhaps I will now.
There was one thing that stood out to me, right?
Is that the menu's not said yet? Because I'd like to know what I'm eating before going.
At the end, they said, quote, completely reimagined spaceflight experience with no training or special gear required. I want special gear and training.
Agreed.
If I'm going to space, bring some special gear, please, in case something goes wrong.
That's a great point.
It's like, I do want training and special gear, you know?
Yeah, it's a great point. So this chef, Rasmus, he has a restaurant in Copenhagen, and the restaurant is like a planetarium. It's like a dome.
Oh, big space guy.
It sounds really cool, though. I love planetariums. I'm way more interested in going to Copenhagen.
Yes, I was about to say, let's go to Copenhagen and go to that place than go to space.
Much, much cheaper.
Yes.
Okay, next story. And this is an upsetting one. I like camembert cheese. How about you?
I love camembert cheese.
I do, too. And it's imperiled. There's worry that it could become extinct. Well, the main fungus that's used in creating it and other cheeses was recently in short supply. So, you know.
Penicillium camembert?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yes, that's correct. I would be really sad to lose this cheese. I think that it's likely that we won't, but something for you to be prepared for.
Well, they have a guy named Leclerc. And he says, I've made all kinds of camembert, from more traditional ones to more industrial ones. I've never encountered issues with my fungus. He's basically like, whatever, scientist.
He's like,
I'm a cheesemaker.
It's fine.
Okay, nerds. When you talk to the cheese guys are like, don't worry, we'll still make cheese.
We got it. We're all good.
If you've never had camembert cheese, get it in your life.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't.
It is very spreadable.
Yeah, seriously.
Fantastic. A baguette and some camembert.
Ugh, delicious. Make sure it's at room temp. All right, Jacobs, let's move on to personal food news.
I have a doozy.
Okay, let's hear it.
You always go first.
No, I want to hear it.
No, we already broke format.
Fine. I wasn't talking about my candy on the street, but... okay, when I was thinking about the taste test today, I was thinking about... I was at La Colombe and I saw some new cans that I never tried. Mm. And I just want to let you know I did not get it, but they're doing a strawberry... a strawberry flight, where it's like basically like three different strawberry beverages: a strawberry mocha, a strawberry latte, and one other strawberry drink.
But it's coffee with the strawberry notes, or is it like a?
I'm just worried this is the Chobani influence, you know, that's like already here because like this just like doesn't sound like the La Colombe I know.
Oh wow!
And I almost bought that for us today, but I didn't. I was like, nah, I just don't want to try it. Two on the nose, but here I am talking about it anyway. Yes,
that's your personal food news.
That's my personal food news.
Okay. You know did I ever mention I have kids?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have my son. You met him, Quincy?
I've heard about him.
Yeah, just got a haircut. He's a great young man, peculiar fellow. And he loves aviation. And okay. We watched Masters of the Air, which I recommend. It's a great show.
Cool.
And so he's kind of into military stuff. And he said that he wants an MRE. Do you know what an MRE is?
Yes. They had a whole episode about this on Top Chef a long time ago. It's the meals they have in the military.
Meal ready to eat.
Yeah.
So we go on Amazon and we order an MRE.
Oh, wow. They're like supposedly bad. That was the whole point of the Top Chef thing.
What an experience this was.
Wow. What was in it?
First of all, I was like, when was this packaged?
When was it packaged?
2011.
Ew.
So it's older than him.
Ew.
And we ate it. He ate it. And this particular one was basically sort of like a Mexican meal. It was like beans and shredded beef, tortillas, and some cheese dip.
How did it compare to our Taco Bell veggie dinner for two?
I would go Taco Bell over the MRE, but the experience was pretty wild. Like, you basically...
How much did it cost?
Ooh, they were selling it at the Intrepid for like $25. And my wife is frugal. She's like, no. We're going to order it from Amazon. And I believe it was like $15.
Okay. How many did you get? Just one for $15?
We got one, and then we got a second one that I think, believe, came yesterday. And I forget what that is.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he's eating it. Do you know how you heat it? It's weird.
Like over like a burner or something?
No, because you have to think you're in the military. Right. You're like out in the field. So you just add a little bit of water to this heating, like, I don't know.
A pouch?
Yeah, like a pouch. And then you put the stuff that you're going to heat, because you don't heat the tortillas or the cheese or whatever. And you put that in there, and you just kind of let it sit for 15 minutes. It does not function very well, right? Like, it basically heats, like, 20% of it, a little bit.
Don't they, like, have lighters in the military?
I think you have to be ready for anything.
Sure.
The idea is that this is, like, a meal ready to eat. You don't need other elements.
Right.
Besides water, apparently.
But I'm just saying, like...
And it was just what you think it was. It tasted like kind of fine, but it was just kind of like paste. And the cookie, though, it had an oatmeal...
Yum.
Cookie was fantastic. The cookie was the star of the show. Like, if I brought this cookie in for a taste test, you'd be like, this is a little weird. It's kind of like a little stiff. It has no sort of like moisture in it, but it tasted pretty good. It was like a cereal cookie kind of.
That sounds good to me. I'm looking at this on Amazon.
They also had a drink.
Some candies.
Do you know what the drink was called?
Like orange drink?
It was just called orange.
Yeah.
It just said orange. I was like, that's awesome.
Wow. So this is military surplus. Like, they had extras. They're selling it.
Oh, really? What's the number? How much was it?
This is $17.64.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Full meal.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a nice experience.
I feel like you should be buying more like random food things on Amazon, reporting back.
No problem.
Like, I'm just curious about like what else is out there.
No problem.
All right. Let's move on to our listener food news. We have a call.
Hey, Jacoby and Juliet. This is Nicoletta, Stamford, Connecticut. I'm calling with an idea. I know that, Jacoby, you are obsessed with soup, as am I, and I know that it's talked about a decent amount. But my husband, years ago, came up with this concept that probably won't come to fruition, but it's called SLRP, S-L-R-P, period. And it would basically be like the Chipotle version for soups. So like you pick your broth, you pick your noodles, you pick your veggies, your protein, etc. And you go, you pick your own whatever, and then you have a soup. And then you can eat it on the go. You can eat it there. I wish this existed because in the wintertime, I feel like I'm constantly struggling for a place that has a lot of options for soup, especially since Hale & Hearty closed locations in New York City. So just wanted to present the idea to you. Is that something that's appealing as a fellow soup lover? I want to hear your thoughts. And do you think he should jump the gun and open shop? All right. Well, thanks, guys, so much. And I love listening to you. It always brings me such joy to hear what you guys have to say every week.
Oh, thanks, Nicolette. That's really touching. That's really nice.
All right. First of all, don't give ideas like that away to people that have a podcast, because we will air it. That's a brilliant idea. The deal with this comes to mind is like a create your own salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you point, hey, I'll have some peppers, I'll have some celery, I'd like this kind of dressing. You just do that with a soup.
It also seems cheaper than with salad because you don't really need like lettuce.
That much stuff,
yeah.
Too. I love everything about this.
It's a good idea. And you just, yeah. And also, I feel like stock is a lot easier to kind of like have on hand.
Yeah,
than,
they have a vegetable stock, a
greens.
Chicken stock, and a beef stock.
Right.
And maybe like a miso stock.
Right.
And then you start there.
Yeah, and then you could like
just
go Asian. Or
I would
like
some bean sprouts.
Chicken noodle soup.
I would like some bulgogi.
Yeah.
This sounds fantastic.
It's a good idea. So
open up
shop.
Great name.
I was confused by the name.
Slurp. S-L-R-P. We don't use vowels anymore.
I thought she said F, and I was like, florp?
No, it's slurp with it. But I also like that she added the period at the end. Like, they put thought into this.
Me too. S-L-R-P, period.
Yes. I do think
good branding opportunities.
Will her boyfriend be upset that she gave away this billion-dollar idea? Oh, sorry.
And
maybe her boyfriend would be upset because I said that at the pod.
Yeah, now he's pissed. She's mad at you.
Just ruined
the
relationship.
Ruined great idea, Nicolette. We loved
it. I love this.
Thanks for calling.
Love this idea.
Start it and let us know how it goes. Thanks to our producer, Mike Wargon. We'll be back next week.